It's your boy, the director, Chris Keeling, coming to you with another Geekultural Experience podcast. And with me tonight, as always, the lovely, talented Sarah the Ted.
Hello.
The cosplay witch, Alisa Wigan.
Hola.
And the sound guy,
Chris Matthews.
So, in celebration of Women's History Month and geek culture, we are going to talk about strong fictional women characters. Part of the debate is, there's not enough representation out there. We hadn't gotten it until far long after. So today, we are going to put our knowledge together and discuss strong female characters. Would anybody like to start with this one?
Oh, there is so much I could say, but I'm gonna
Well,
I just thought of one. What was the movie with? Was it Bridget Fonda? She was the assassin.
Oh, Point of No Return.
Oh no, that's not the one, but that's a good one too. I'm trying to think of
Barbarella.
No, but that's a different Fonda.
That's Jane Fonda.
Yeah.
Lovely movie. Great movie.
When
for
I
a prepubescent teenager. Or... All right, I'll start out with the go-to, Wonder Woman.
Gal Gadot, too. Or are we talking Linda Carter here?
I'm just talking about the character, period.
Sure. She's changed over the years, too, because I think I remember reading the old ones where it was still kind of sexist with her, because her army, was he in the army, Steve?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was still kind of the man in the comic a little bit, I think.
Do you know how Wonder Woman came to be?
I heard the story, but I've forgotten it.
Oh my, you need to watch the movie.
Yeah, it was invented by the guy that invented the polygraph. Wonder Woman was.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's why the last was true.
That's the last, yeah, I was going to say, I saw that immediately.
Okay, I was reading Wonder Woman comics. One year I decided, hey, I'm going to go to the library and get Wonder Woman comics. Big graphic novel of Wonder Woman comics, the old stuff, way back in the day. And then I'm reading it to my kids, well, Lex and Autumn. And come to find out, then there was a movie that came out. What was it called?
Mr. Marston and His Wonderful Wonder Woman or something.
Something,
like that.
Yeah. But it was about the guy that came up with Wonder Woman. Wonder Woman has a lot to do with bondage.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Well,
starting to come back to me. I wasn't going to say that,
but she is perhaps one of the more well-known female superheroes.
Now that when I think about it, and you look at her comics and the way she's bound, tied up, no pun intended. Sometimes she gets captured and tied up, and when she's tied up, that's not normal tying up, I'll tell you that.
No. And there were quite a few times she was spanked.
Yeah.
And not by the good guy.
Okay, so let's get out of kink for a moment.
Well, yeah, well, I'm just saying, that's Wonder Woman is, you know, if you don't go with old school Wonder Woman and what little girls know of Wonder Woman today, yes, Wonder Woman is a very good example of a strong female character for young females to follow.
In the beginning, though, she was not a strong character. She was jiggly eye candy.
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't until the 1970s and the
Why is advent- it that you said jiggly and I got Jigglypuff going through my head? Wow.
It wasn't until Gloria Steinem that she actually changed. They took away her powers and they made her power even more powerful in her words and her deeds.
Yeah.
She became a feminist icon. And I'm not really into early Wonder Woman, but from the 70s onward, she became the women's empowerment icon.
Yeah.
Except she was the dumbass who ran around in a white outfit trying to fight crime. Anyone who has ever worn white knows better.
Yeah.
So that's my take.
A little bit of dirt and blood on your costume.
La Femme Nikita. That's the movie I was
trying to
think of.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That's a good movie.
Yeah.
Or, well, for this.
And it's not Fonda. It's Anne Perlot. I don't know. It's French. I don't know if you say that out as out.
Yeah, I've seen the French version. I've seen the American version. I've seen the TV series. I love La Femme Nikita.
Did you watch the CW had a redone series?
I have not seen the CW one.
I haven't either, but I heard it was pretty good.
But the TV series to me was the absolute perfection, and I don't want that spoiled by watching a remake. It's like watching the new Beauty and the Beast is never going to happen with me. It was perfection with Ron Perlman. Leave it at that.
Oh, God, no, yeah. I have watched a couple of those, so yeah. No,
I didn't even make it 5 minutes and I walked out.
The actress that did La Femme Nikita, the character there, that's a strong female character.
Well, for the sci-fi initiated, Ellen Ripley.
Hell yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Even stray girls had
probably
a crush on
her. The best. And I saw something the other day where it says, Alien is really a woman in the movie because nobody listens to her.
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But look what happens. The woman survives.
There you go. And the cat.
What about Xena?
Xena Warrior Princess.
Xena Warrior was Warrior Princess was a very good story. It was a redemption and a coming of age and a very large LGBTQ icon.
Mm-hmm. Go on, you new Xena.
But I want to know if anyone remembers the comic Isis.
I remember the cartoon. The kid.
I've never watched it. Never read it. Never watched.
Okay.
The
ISIS Saturday was morning the cartoon. Answer in the 1950s, early 60s, just before the women's revolution really kicked off, to Wonder Woman's jiggly eye candy.
Yeah, I know who she is.
She was smart, just as smart as Diana, but she was a professor, and she was just as likely to solve a crime or stop a villain with her brain as she was her brawn. She was an archaeologist. She was intelligent. She did not let men talk down to her. And yes, she might serve you tea and cookies as a proper hostess would, but she would also hit you over the head if you disrespect her. I really liked Isis. I had a profound respect for her. I was introduced to her by the cartoon, and then I found out about the comics. And I had every single one of them until 1984.
Oh, let's look at the evolution of characters. Like, for instance, look at Lara Croft. Lara Croft as a character in the Tomb Raider series, let's face it, she was built curvaceous for eye candy for guys.
Yeah.
Although I'd feel sorry for anyone who hooked up with her because those pointy boobs would put out an eye.
They make Madonna's jealous.
However, if you see how they rebooted the whole series, like, 2012, 2014, such a better character. Even the remake movie, which my dad's all like, it was okay, but I like Angelina Jolie better. I'm like, no, dude. I can't remember her name, but the one who played her, I loved it. It was so much more of a stronger character. And even the whole, she's a survivalist in the remakes, it's amazing.
The thing about the early Lara Croft movies, they still were not accepting a woman's superhero without, or a leading hero role, without her being somewhat sexy. Angelina Jolie pushed as far as she could to get her as independent, as feministic as she could, but that wasn't the times.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to go off one. What about Doctor Who companions? Like, what I really like, Billy Potts. She was the openly biracial gay companion of the 12th
Doctor. Oh, yeah. Who had the Pope walk in on her.
Yes.
while she was macking on a girl.
Yep.
I felt so bad for her.
Which doctor
was Peter Cavalli?
Peter Cavalli. I haven't seen any of those yet.
Cared for him.
No, he was mean.
I thought he was going to be awesome. I like mean, but maybe it didn't work out. Yeah. I've not seen a single one of those.
Yeah. The companions can be some strong side characters for the doctors, you know.
Oh yeah, my favorite has to be Donna, because she would give lip just as fast, and she wouldn't look there going all hurt and shit.
Yeah.
And she made it abundantly clear he's not her type.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, so that would work. And then what about we go off with like more superhero type, like Jean Grey?
Okay, so I'm actually going to interject here because you're going into the comic book realm. So, yes, Jean Grey. But here's a problem I notice as going back and reading old comic books. The mentality back then, like Sue Storm, Jean Grey, you know, they're all like, oh, I want to do this. I want to be pretty. I want to get a man. That's how it was.
Mm-hmm.
And if you read the original Fantastic Four, that's how she was.
I think that's how the original Wonder Woman was.
Right, well, yeah, and that's the fact. That's the time because, well, you're being written by men, and it's a male-dominant industry. I mean, there are great comic book tellers nowadays like Gail Simone and stuff. But if you want to go into strong women characters, Red Sonja.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. Oh, God.
She was the first real strong woman.
Yeah.
I like
First time I saw Grace Jones.
I wasn't allowed to have her. She had no clothes on, as far as my grandmother was concerned.
Oh, yeah. Grace Jones, definitely. She played a...
She freaked a lot of people out, but that was her whole shtick.
Yeah, but still she made people talk.
Yeah.
She made people think. And she made people go, yeah, I have a pair of tits. Yeah, I like men. And yeah, I can kick your butt.
The thing is, sometimes what's perceived in one generation as being strong or cutting edge seems weak in the future. Perfect example is Charlie's Angels. When I was in high school, you got these three women detectives and they're so strong. And now you look back and it's kind of fluffy, airheaded, empty.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it's bad, but... Yeah. It's kind of bad.
But it was cutting edge back then.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, women were finally getting back into the workforce since World War II. So I can't say anything bad about Charlie's Angel for the time. But it barely made it in the remake movies. Mm. They had to play off the silly camp of the series to make it work. It did not do well.
Doesn't age very well.
Yeah.
No, and when
point.
They finally did it, redid another one with a Twilight chick or whatever, it bombed.
Oh. I didn't even know about that,
yeah,
so it must have been
that.
It
was the last one they did, it was Kristen Stewart. It didn't,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The remake of the remake?
Yeah. It bombed so bad it was an implosion. You see nothing about it. They don't even put it in the $3 rack in Walmart.
Wow. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
That's bad.
Yeah.
You can get Joe's apartment, but not that one.
I got a good one for you. Lorraine Broughton from Atomic Blonde, played by Charlize Theron.
Oh, that was a good movie.
That was,
that was a
Have
great
you seen
movie.
That movie?
Nope.
I have.
She. I'm trying not to. I'm trying to keep it somewhat clean. Dude, she fucking kicks ass. She whoops up on guys, women.
1980s Berlin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's the time period, you know?
That was good.
Yeah, Cold War action is sometimes.
I loved it.
Yeah, anything Cold War is brutal. I'm going to shut up now because this is not a political thing.
What about Game of Thrones? Like Arya Stark and...
My favorite was the 6'4" titan of a night woman.
Yes.
Again, straight, would climb her like a tree.
But, yeah, she was
Are you referring to the show or the book? Because this face...
Some of the stuff... No, this is not just the book. This is the actress, too. She has proven to be very, very heavy into women's advocacy in the fashion world. There is no advocacy. There are more than one Weinstein in that area, and it's just horrible. But she fought to get it better for everyone, not just the women.
Right, well, and then also another character, this is going to be the given, Princess Leia.
I want to backtrack to Game of Thrones. Cersei Lannister, I want to clarify something. She was not a strong female character. She was not, and this is not because she was evil and a bad guy, no. It is documented. Martin has actually stated flat out, she hated her own sex. She hated being a woman. She hated other women. She felt jipped because of her sex, and she blamed all of her life's woes on her being a woman instead of her being, well, who she was.
So, is that a strong woman character that hates herself?
Okay, you've heard of toxic masculinity?
Right.
She's toxic femininity. Mm-hmm. She is exactly what women should not be. Arya Stark was the exact example you should be. You went through hell, you overcome, you do something with your life.
Well, I'm gonna, let's back it up to Cersei real quick, okay? You could also kind of look at it from the point of view is the thing she did was to protect her children and her family.
Yeah, but we all know, again, I'm going to bring the comparison. We all know toxic men who would do anything to protect their children and their wives and their family doesn't make them a good person.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, kudos to Lena Headey to be able to take her characters and take them in profound directions. Like, she played, I can't remember the name, but she was the Leonidas's queen in 300. Strong character.
Wonderful character.
She killed it. Look, she played the most hated character, one of the most hated characters in Game of Thrones. Just, you're not supposed to like that character at all. She nailed it. And then you watch Dredd, and she played Ma whatever, and kills it there, too.
Yeah, that character was
good. You know, She is a very good, strong character player. She, actor-wise, she's the exact opposite of Demi Moore. One of the sweetest women, cookie-baking cinnamon rolls in real life. She can play a strong woman and make you go, damn. Doesn't matter what kind of strong woman, just strong woman. Where Demi Moore is the strong woman in real life, but she plays best the sweet little cinnamon rolls.
Well, I'm not gonna lie, my favorite Demi Moore movie is Striptease.
Oh, that movie. Go figure.
You're right.
It flopped. And so
it's
did
not the, my G.I. Jane.
No, honestly, I love there we go. G.I. Jane, which is based on a true story. She killed it in that movie. And no, I like Demi Moore. Honestly, if I have to go there with her, though, it's Ghost. Ghost was an amazing
Ghost
movie.
And anything she plays that is soft and gentle, she would be excellent at. That's just her niche talent.
But
she's not one woman. She's not a woman I would mess with in real life.
Well, and let's look at, honestly, I think DC has a ways to go to really introduce female characters. I know they're ready to introduce a new Supergirl to live action, which is totally an interesting way they're going about it. I'm excited to see it in Batwoman or Batgirl's doing a movie. But Marvel, man, I mean, Gamora's really, really a strong character. Jessica Jones, who was originally a bit character in a Spider-Man comic book, ends up coming out and becoming this superhero who ends up marrying Luke Cage, you know?
Yeah, take a look at the Marvels. Captain Marvels. They push their envelope to get them as strong and as capable as possible, even when Rogue killed one of them. She was a strong, capable... Yeah, she was in a leotard, but she was not somebody to mess with. And you treated her with respect. And it has been going on and on and on and on and on that way. And now you've got to the newest Miss Marvel. And she is a late 18-year-old, 20-ish. And she's fully covered from head to toe. And then you look over at DC and you have Then you have, I love Starfire, but look at her costume. I love Power Girl. Look at her costume. Wonder Woman, the one time she actually gets fully dressed, everyone throws an absolute hissy fit.
She can't wear pants, I know.
Okay, I'm going to go totally off there. What about Captain Janeway?
Oh, excellent. Hell
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, so, underrated series of Star Trek, too. They needed to do more of that, but...
Absolutely. Janeway, probably out of a captain of a ship, I think is probably the best captain.
She made the most sense.
Bold statement.
And that's not saying nothing. I'm not disrespecting Picard, because Picard's kind of the man. And while I don't like my feelings for... William Shatner is a person I'm not a big fan of, but Kirk was kind of the man in the day. But even at that, look at Strong, Uhura.
Mm-hmm.
And
Uhura. How could we not bring her up?
And even if she's just like the, I don't even remember what her position was, but she's a navigator, I guess.
She's a communications officer, right. Wasn't she?
With that being said, you know. And this will have to go real world, when is that she did
Dr.
so much
Dr. Martin
for
Luther
her.
King begs you to keep your job, even though you have few lines, you keep the job. She was the first black female representation on TV that didn't involve a housemate, period.
And wasn't exactly subservient, even though she was, yeah.
She was also
first interracial kiss on TV.
Okay. But when it comes to Star Trek, because I'm actually the Trekkie here, Trekker.
Oh, I'll fight you for that.
No, we'd have to fight them for that.
Oh, okay.
No. Y'all keep your Star Trek. I have a respect for Star Trek.
My thing is,
it's all about Jedis and Sith.
Is Sisko wasn't a Star Trek captain. He was a diplomat. He was a diplomat you didn't piss off, but he was a diplomat. Picard was one of those people that walk up and go, "Ooh, what does this button do?" Push, and boom. And he was nice about it, though. And Kirk was your atypical toxic male, shined up. And the last, I can't remember his name, but the captain who had the first Starfleet.
You're talking about Pike or
Quantum
Scott
Leap.
Bakula's character.
Oh, Scott Bakula's character.
Yeah.
He was just a big giant cinnamon roll. Why the hell would they put somebody that sweet in a captain's chair? I don't know. Janeway was the perfect blend of diplomacy, moxie, and don't fuck with me.
Right.
I'm going to bring up two women that are out of the blue, but for a reason. Also, women, strong women characters that dealt with mental illness a little bit. Carrie Matheson from Homeland and River Tam from Firefly.
Oh, yeah.
And Summer Glau and Carrie Matheson, respectively. I liked Carrie Matheson in Homeland. You guys didn't watch it, but she not only had the job that I was originally supposed to get, but she was bipolar.
Oh, Claire Gaines?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've seen the first couple of seasons.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Yeah, it gets interesting later. It went odd places after a while, but I like the fact that she's bipolar and she's dealing with it and she's in a really, really stressful job. I thought that was really interesting. And then River on Firefly, I absolutely hated her in the beginning, and then she grew till she was my favorite character at the end of the show, and I was like, I wanted more.
They killed my favorite character.
Book?
I am a leaf on the wind. Watch how I soar.
So.
Anyway.
Okay, I'm going to go off with this actress has played two strong female characters. Michonne and... forgive me on the pronunciation of the last name.
Are you okay?
Dora. Say that again.
Are you okay?
Thank you. Yes.
Oh, I wish I'd thought of Michonne. She was my favorite character in Walking Dead.
You know what, though? Man, that's the opportunity. Had HBO picked that up like they originally wanted. What the things the governor did in the comic book tour was messed up.
Yes, yeah, I heard that. Her
revenge back on him was, oh my God.
I also kind of thought Maggie is a strong female character. Then
hell yeah.
Because she lost the way she lost her dad. Oh,
speaking of which, you hear her.
Carol.
Carol. Maggie and...
what's his name?
And Negan are getting their own spinoff.
They are.
Now, the thing is, Carol in the TV show... absolutely is a great character. Carol in the comic book is was horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was it not Lori? Because Lori was his wife. The one who had the sister. God, it's been so long since I've seen it. The blonde one.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about, yes.
She kind of ended up going out almost the way that Carol did, but you know what?
Yeah.
Good characters, you know.
Yeah.
And then even strong characters. I'll go Baroness. I love the Baroness in G.I. Joe.
Oh yeah, the Baroness.
Yeah.
Or if we keep with the archetype of like Xena, Red Sonja, Wonder Woman.
Mm-hmm.
My girl Teela.
Yeah.
Let's face it. She's running the Eternian army. Mm-hmm. Her dad is the man at arms, you know.
He's in charge of guarding the castle. She runs the freaking army.
Yeah, and you know, she protects Adam, and hey, that's my world.
And right even now. In the 80s, he was kind of an idiot as Adam. Kind of like Bruce Wayne's Playboy.
You ever think of maybe he's doing the Clark Kent thing? Maybe.
Exactly.
Because if you look at it again... and even at that, in the movies, they really depicted Lois Lane kind of lame. But mm-hmm. if you watch the Richard Donner cut of Superman 2, she's all got a picture of Superman, strong glasses and a hat on, so she knew what was.
Oh, yeah. Lame.
Okay, what if you go with, like, younger, okay, more recent character, but she's a younger character, 11.
Oh, from Stranger Things, yeah.
Sure, you know, if you want to go with young, strong female characters, how about Penny from Inspector Gadget?
True, but I'm just saying, what about 11, though? All that stuff she had to endure and how strong she came
from. And she came from the most horrible place.
Yeah.
And she is turning into... Keep in mind, I do not... watch Stranger Things, but I do watch the character development on her specifically. Mm-hmm. She is turning into she's turning into what I would call a victor instead of a survivor.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty impressed with that character. Here's one. Even though Joss Whedon is in a lot of hot water right now, the Slayers.
Oh, Buffy.
Past, present, and future. I have a comic book of a, like, far-flung Slayer that is very impressive character. It's a graphic novel. I am very impressed of how he wrote all of the Slayers and how they were. And they were not just superheroes. They were humans. And human, and they had their flaws, and they had major trauma that they overcame. I mean, take a look at Faith, Leanne.
Mm-hmm.
She came from a broken, busted home that might as well have been a giant dumpster fire. She got thrust into being the Slayer, screwed up, and by Slayer genetics or biology or something, you kill a human, you're going to get insane. But she did that. She came back from it and became one of the strongest in history. Mm. I'm more impressed with Faith than I am with Buffy.
I'd go with that. I liked Faith a bit better. So, on the subject of vampire slayers, you mentioned it, I believe, before the podcast, Anita Blake as a character.
Sorry. I have a problem with Mary Sue's. Two characters that were written by Laurel K. Hamilton. Mary Gentry, a runaway from the Unseelie Court of the Fae princess, and Anita Blake. Anita Blake, to me, is, oh, you got this new superpower that's just deus ex machina on the current problem. I stopped reading after a while. I like the Mary Gentrys because, I hate to say this, but most teenager, young, 20-year-olds have this whole Mary Sue concept. And Mary Gentry grew out of that. And she's like, okay, this is what it is. I will deal with it. Now, yes, I know that it's like softcore porn and all, but if you were to look at the two characters, Anita was finally starting to, you know, grow up finally and accepting things the way they are and looking for ways to go over, go under, go around. But for the majority of her books, she's been a Mary Sue. I'm not impressed with her.
So, do you blame that on more of character development or more of the writer? No, the reason I'm saying is, if you start out with a Mary Sue, it's like any character, right? Look at Wonder Woman, and like we said, right? Mm-hmm. Couldn't the Mary Sue be just kind of a starting point, and you're trying to find the voice with that character?
I think that's pretty much what happened to Anita Blake. She could raise dead, she was a cop, and so forth, and an investigator, and then she got all powerful, and it was just power, 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 and then the writer stepped back and went, maybe I should go this way, and she developed the character more. So I prefer early, like first book and only first book, and the latest character develop of Laurel K. Hamilton's Anita Blake, but I am more impressed with Mary Gentry.
All right, now you talk about female cops, strong female role, Jill Valentine.
Meh. I have nothing to say about that one, sorry.
I
don't play Resident Evil, so I can't.
That would be... Surprisingly, because you're into zombies.
I mean, I know, yeah, but money. Yeah,
I can see that, but...
Every time I got Resident Evil, it would get stolen, or my machine would get stolen. I just gave up. Mm. It was like when I tried to create my own steampunk goggles, you're something bad cursed. Happened. Yes!
What about the Harry Potter world? What female strength... Did I got, like, Hermione?
McGonagall.
You know.
Molly freaking Weasley.
Molly
Weasley. Ginny Weasley. Nymphadora Tonks. Alice Longbottom. I'm not including the matriarch, because trying to remake your grandson into your son is not a good thing. And also, and you're going to think I'm nuts, Umbridge.
Well, let's talk about Neville's mommy real quick. What did they actually say about her? It's been a while since I read the books, and I know you're the...
She was...
And I'm taking this because I know you read a lot of fan fiction. If you take out fan fiction, do they actually really talk about her?
Not really, but they do say she was one of the top five Aurors. And that she... Okay. I hate to bring up trigger warning, but trigger warning... The Cruciata sets every single pain sensor in the body off in the most excruciating manner. This is not like, you didn't even suppress a childbirth. It blows it out of the water. And she took that over and over and over until she went insane. She did not break against that. That is a woman with a steel constitution, above all things. That is what she is known for. Yes, she went insane, but she did not give up any secrets. Yes, they were looking for Voldemort and she didn't have it, but they were also looking for other stuff. And this was stated by Rowling. They were looking for information on the plethora, and she did not break. Neither did her husband. And that you have to respect.
Yeah, I'm going to move on to some new ones. How about if I say Beatrix Kiddo, do you know who that is?
I do know who Beatrix Kiddo is. Yeah,
Kill Bill, the bride, too.
That one I do know.
Yeah, too, so. And then I got to mention Pam Grier as Foxy Brown, too. That's a good one.
Definitely.
Classic mm-hmm. breakout.
Oh, here's the thing about Foxy Brown that, not Foxy Brown, Kill Bill.
Beatrix Kiddo.
First real fight.
Oh, with Daryl Hannah?
No.
The L?
No.
Oh, the Black one Mama. Over in... Yeah.
No, she was Black Mamba. I can't remember the actress' name, the black woman.
No, that was Black Mamba.
Yeah.
Hmm. But what really impressed me about her, though, is... Yeah, she did these horrible things, but then she built a real life for herself. She had a kid, home. Yeah, she got what was coming, but still, she completely changed herself. All the others are just kind of doing the same damn thing in different flavors. So that was one of the characters that impressed me, too. Anyway, I apologize for saying the black actress, but I am the most horrible person with names, and I couldn't keep a name in my head to save my life.
I'll redeem you. I'm going to look it up right now. I don't remember.
Okay. Oh, speaking of wonderful actresses that I can't remember the name of.
Vivica A. Fox is yes. Vernita Green.
America Horror Story Coven.
Yeah.
Let's count the characters. There's the Supreme. There's Marie Laveau, who is in history, in the story, and in folklore, a badass. There's just all sorts of awesomeness in women.
Yeah.
Anyone else chiming in? Because this is your favorite.
That one was good. I mean,
I liked the season, but there wasn't anything about it that really stuck out to me more than the chick who was like Stevie Nicks was really into her. Mm-hmm. But I mean, I liked it out of the stories, but there was nothing in that really wowed me about any of the characters, except for maybe Angela Bassett.
She was phenomenal.
And her just, even though that it goes, you know, her as an actress is amazing. I mean, Tina Turner, which is a real person, but to go through that kind of stuff, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I'm stumped for a moment. I'm trying to think.
What about Black Widow?
Oh, good one.
Yep. Well, yes. I mean, I think that the writers over at doing the Marvel movies are definitely another level because of the way they develop characters, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because they made Captain America far more appealing as a character than I would have ever thought beforehand. You know, and I do know there's people who are really into Captain America, and it's cool. And I like Captain America more now because Chris Evans played him. But Black Widow is a good character. I mean, you're really, if you look at her origin story, MCU, you know, she went through a lot. And that's, I've not read any Black Widow comics, but if you go back into the Captain, we were talking about Captain Marvel earlier, the early Captain Marvel 1970s Carol Danvers,
she pushed the envelope as much as they could.
She was a editor for J. Jonah Jameson at the Daily Bugle. You know, I think that later iterations of the character is better. Honestly, my favorite Miss Marvel is Kamala Khan because she's a likable character. But then again, you see that whole teenage self-doubt and her fangirling, and so that's a little bit more relatable, and I kind of like that. And she's become a very compelling character. But
I'm gonna pull one way out of left field, and only Sarah will probably know this one. Miku Hinasaki. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, Fatal Frame.
Yes.
She takes on a demon at the end of the first
one.
She's
a very strong character.
She's a, yeah, I love that game.
Walk around with no weapon but your camera.
You're right. Exactly. That's pretty damn strong.
All
there.
All you have is a camera and you can't do anything else.
I tried to play that game.
It's still Fatal Frame.
Okay, the horror
that movie
check.
Scared the crap the out of me and I loved me. It.
Yep.
I cannot play that game.
Yeah.
It is pretty damn creepy.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got one. And strong female characters, right? And it's like the 30th anniversary of Sailor Moon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's the thing.
Go ahead.
She's brutal. She, Dragon Ball, Yu Yu Hakusho, all the other ones that came out at the same time, they would debate whether to kill their bad guys, and she straight up murks their ass. She does it with love and light and the power of friendship, but she still fucking murks their ass.
Well, okay. Yes.
None of this playing around.
Yes, as Sailor Moon, a strong character. Not as Sailor Moon. Not a very strong
Usagi
character.
Usagi needs to be slapped.
Not that strong of a character. But yeah, when she turns into Sailor Moon, there's a difference there. But yes.
Oh, yeah. My favorite character on Sailor Moon is Sailor Jupiter as a person. But she is brutal as Sailor Moon. Mm-hmm. She is not someone to mess with.
No. But yeah, another strong female character. We're gonna go off with Star Wars, Mara Jade.
Well, put up with Luke's dumbass, yes, and I'm saying that because Luke Skywalker is my boy. I love Mark Hamill. If you ever hear this,
I love you, man.
Anyways,
Mara Jade. We worship you.
I've never really read on Mara Jade.
Neither have I. But
I know who she is because I honestly. For me, original trilogy, which that technically fits in OG part of the universe, I never got that far into it. I think I read a couple of Rogue Squadrons, and I think the farthest I went story-wise was Truce of Bakra, which actually is like right after Return of the Jedi. Luke's all sick with the Force lightning and stuff, but again, Leia, and you know, original or prequel trilogy, Padme was a strong person,
yes,
too. Now, sequel trilogy, a lot of people say Rey was a Mary Sue. I can see it.
Ahsoka
is also a strong character, you know.
Looking at it through a young girl's eyes, okay, and because we're adults and we're talking about these strong female characters, but that's, you know, all the history, backstory of them, they don't care. They're just looking at that one person, female, they see on the screen kicking ass, and that's what makes them strong for them, you know?
Okay, now let's go with the younger. I like this younger females.
Mm-hmm.
Strong, positive role model. Dora the Explorer.
Oh, God, yes. She was awesome.
If you haven't seen the live action, you should.
The thing about it is growing nieces and nephews. Teletubbies did not get banned because there was really no verbal context. Mm-hmm. Everybody in my group of friends at the time got banned. Barney, big time. Because it's not okay. I'll make you feel happy. No, it's okay to feel sad or upset.
Yeah.
Barney was a bad idea. Wishbone was going over things a little too adult. We got to keep... the electric company was shuffled out of the mom group Dawn was in. It was basically Mr. Rogers, Dora the Explorer, and Desi.
See, as a mother, going and having my first child was a girl. As a mother, parents look too deeply into things. They shouldn't, because I didn't. Because, you know, I let Autumn watch Teletubbies. I let her watch Barney. I let her... Electric Company, that was an honor around the time Autumn, born in 2001, of course. You know, so they did recently in the year, in the 2000s, you know, growing up, they recently had a new Electric Company, which wasn't nothing like the old Electric Company. But, you know, I let her watch a lot of stuff. I mean, she watched, you know, a lot of preschooling programming that parents really thought kids shouldn't watch, and I saw no problem with it.
Yeah, I grew up reading To Kill a Mockingbird and the Book
Scout.
Of
Scout.
I literally learned how to read from the Book of Revelations.
Yeah.
And it helped me learn the King James Bibles. Gave me some hella scary dreams, but
yeah. But, you know, strong female characters growing up, I mean, in, like, with Autumn, when she was little, I mean, she liked, she's big into Rapunzel from Tangled. That's a strong female, she's a strong female character. I mean, she was locked away in a tower, but when she was able to get out, she didn't take no for an answer, and she, you know.
The newer ones... I do approve of. I think the first Disney princess I actually liked was Mulan.
Yeah, they said Mulan is a strong female character.
I did not approve of Beauty. I did not approve of Ariel. I identify with Ursula. Even before I knew her backstory,
yeah.
We won't even get on to how I felt about Cinderella. I mean, Jesus Christ, woman, you make their food. If some rat poison just happens to fall in, not your fault.
But, yeah, you know, there's a lot of strong female characters that kids, you know, try to relate to, you know.
What about Samus? I mean,
let's... Oh, yeah, good one.
Troy, I mean... Probably one of the first female characters that I could ever know you could...
I didn't even know she was female for a long time.
Yeah,
because of the helmet.
I think that might have been a secret.
I think it was a year afterwards they let loose that secret code. You had to beat the game, and then you had to do the joystick in a certain way. And then you got to play them without the armor, and everybody's like, holy shit, that's a woman! Mm. My uncle was cussing up a mile wide because that was his favorite game, and that was...
I can never get into that game, but yeah.
I love it. I'm playing Metroid Dread, but
yeah, Metroid.
You get to see her face inside the helmet now.
Well, speaking of video game characters, they say, here I'm on the site, and they say Princess Peach is a strong female character.
Eh.
That's debatable.
It is.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you what.
She's still got to be rescued by Mario.
So, nowadays you get the options to choose your gender in video games, right?
Mm-hmm.
Canonly, both Assassin's Creed Odyssey and Valhalla are the canon are the female characters, and I actually like the playing as both male and female. I actually prefer the female character over it just because they sound better. I played Odyssey as Alexios, and he sounds weird. But then again, Cassandra could be either the good guy or the bad guy, and she's just a badass. So
Final Fantasy's Tifa.
I think that's one of the first video game characters I ever had like a huge crush on. I love Tifa.
Yeah. But she held her own against each others. Yeah, she was a little bit of a people pleaser, but that's more of a mom trait than a trait. But I really liked her. I thought she was cool. Definitely somebody I would hang with. Final Fantasy X-2 is nothing more than female empowerment. And I'm all for it. Three different females. They can do different...
Does anything absolutely stick out about the characters? I mean, it's like Power Rangers. We could go, oh, they got the
pink. Yes, the little girl who was raised to literally die and become an evil monster and still ended up saving their ungrateful asses.
I got one. Fiona Gallagher.
Oh, there we go.
That's a, yeah.
No.
You know?
I'm going to say no.
Why?
Why? Because as much as she does it out of duty to raise her family.
Yes.
Her life's still a train wreck. So bad that I think she does it to get away from them.
Could be.
And I love Shameless. It's a great show. William H. Macy's like the greatest piece of shit ever as a father. But no. And I get it. But at the same time, I think she was too much of a dumpster fire to be considered a strong character.
Okay. Then how about Claire Underwood, Robin Wright's character in House of Cards?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, she's very manipulative, though.
No, but that she is a strong character because... Again, watching it, she knew what she had to do to keep that power in check, and she was one because she didn't put up with shit.
I got a good one for you, and there's several incarnations of her. Morticia Addams from the Addams Family.
There was actually a really good documentary on Sci-Fi Channel between Morticia Addams, or not Sci-Fi, YouTube, Morticia Addams, Lily Munster, and Vampira, and Elvira.
Oh, I'm such a big Elvira fan.
And what I liked about Morticia is, even in the very beginning, yes, she was a housewife, but she wasn't but the kind of job she wanted was to be the spooky summony chick with the magics. And that's exactly what she was. She was one of the first to combine work and family, and nobody realized that. Whereas Lily Munster was all about the family, and Vampira was all about the job. And
God, we need a good Vampira movie.
Yeah. I don't think there is any because she was mainly in Ed Wood movies.
Yeah.
She didn't say anything.
I thought she had a few, like one or two films of her own.
She was like...
I had some of them old my dad had some of the magazines I ended up.
She was like Elvira. She was the one who introduced the horror movie. Then Ed Wood talked her into doing some movies. And she's like, fine, but I don't want to say a word. It is too embarrassing to speak in such a thing. And she didn't.
Okay, I've got another one. What about Peggy Carter?
MCU version, absolutely. Comic book version, absolutely not.
Okay. I got
Unless
one.
Unless they did a more recent one. All right, I got one. Marion Ravencroft. One from Indiana Jones.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Isn't that the one he marries? Or is it the other one?
He's the one who had a baby with.
Oh, he had a baby with her. Yeah, he did marry her.
I got one for you, Chris. Kimiko from The Boys.
Oh, yeah. I was looking at that. Yes. Yeah.
You're probably on the same page.
I'm going to be honest.
No. You don't like her?
No, it's not that I don't like her. This is what I'm going to say. Any character from The Boys, no.
Why? Because it's a parody and kind of...
Absolutely. It's like because outside of... Mera? The Wonder Woman one?
Uh-huh.
And Starlight, I would say yes.
Yeah.
But honestly... A show like The Boys, I don't think there's any character that makes you go like, oh my god, this is definitely that character that's going to stand out. Starlight's not going to be, 20 years from now, you're not going to be like, oh, that, you know.
I don't know. I like Kimiko. She's just crazy.
I like her, but like, again, and this is what I'm going to go with Coven, and what I'm gonna go with, like something like Power Rangers or something. Yes, there are strong female characters, right? But there's nothing specifically about it that makes you go like, holy
they're
shit.
Too formulaic.
Exactly.
What about Sabrina Spellman from Chilling Adventures of Sabrina?
Sabrina is okay.
Oh shit!
If you go with that iteration, absolutely. Any iteration before that, whether Archie's comics or even Melissa Joan Hart's, no. I mean, not really.
Yeah. They were meant to entertain.
And you know,
Archie comics did hit a lot of serious issues, but the side comics were meant to entertain, and that's exactly what they were. Entertainment.
And so that's why I'm kind of picky about whom you would as a strong female character.
Mm.
How about Daisy Johnson and Melinda May in Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Again, both very good characters, very strong in the genre that they're in.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they're going to have the impact that the rest, like, I don't think they'll have that impact.
Daisy has the backstory of Bucky, and I'm sorry, the spunky sidekick who went through hell and becomes embittered. Account,
she played Fenric in Mandalorian and Boba Fett.
Oh, that's right.
You know.
And
she's Mulan, so... As a person...
She plays strong female characters.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But again, honestly...
She's a freaking Punisher.
All the characters that she plays, Mulan's the one that's going to stick out.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry, but I believe they lifted personality types from male characters and put them on those two. You all know who my favorite is.
Yes.
And just so we're clear, it had nothing to do with the tall, gorgeous Hydra agent. It had nothing to do with the tall, gorgeous mechanic. It had to do with the short, average actor from the new Christine that just totally freaking impressed me.
Yes.
Coulson's is the everyday guy. And I'm personally a fan of his because he married... my childhood crush, Jennifer Grey.
Okay, I got another one, but I can answer this one because I religiously watch the show. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Iris West and Caitlin Snow / Killer Frost from The Flash. I think Iris is a strong female character because of
depending on the iteration of Iris West.
Yes.
In CW / absolutely.
Yes,
however, if you take her as what she is as a character, absolutely not. She was just the MacGuffin to help move Barry Allen into his life the way it needed to go.
Well, in certain, I think it was last season, without spoiling it, she wasn't in the show very often. Because of her, what happened to her character during the show, there was episodes where they didn't have her and the show moved smoothly without her. Okay? So, she could either be there or not be there, that's my opinion. But, she is a strong character to have to endure everything she does, you know, because of who her husband is. And Caitlin Snow's, and I say slash Killer Frost because if you don't know, she plays two characters. The actress plays two characters. And she is a very strong female character because with what she does for the group, without her, the group wouldn't be who they are. It's just like, it's not a female character, but it's a male character, but without Sisko, you know. So when, okay, I'm going to do a spoiler alert. Sisko's not in this new season, but they got another character that's just like Sisko.
Mm-hmm.
So it works. It's
for Malik.
So she's a plot, plot developer.
Yeah, because, not a character. Because Caitlin Snow's a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
So she's there to help when Barry gets hurt and his powers don't, he doesn't heal up like he should. She's there making sure that he doesn't die.
Yeah, like I said, she's the plot motivator. She's not actually a real character. We know on the ones that are profound what their favorite food is. We have immense amount of fan fiction that talks about just their normal, average life.
Yeah.
When they come home. These are the strong characters that you remember.
Alright, I'm gonna lay down three more characters and I think we should start wrapping it up. So first off, I'm gonna go video games. Chun-Li from Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Definitely. She's a, I think she's a cop or she's a policeman's daughter, right?
Something.
And then we're going to go with Katana and Sonya Blade from Mortal Kombat.
Not Banshee, though. Because that's just a woman scorned.
No, Sindel. But honestly, I think those are probably some of the stronger female video game characters.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody got any last words before we wrap this up?
Lucy Miller from Lucy, where she takes the drug.
Oh, Lucy, that was a...
I love that. Yes. It was Luke Besson that did Leon, the professional.
Yeah.
And which was good, and I thought it was a really different take on it. That movie I liked even more after I'd seen it.
Yeah, that's a good movie. I have something to say. It's like a advertisement of sorts. Geek Cultural Experience has merch.
All right.
The logo you see when you go to the Geek Cultural Experience podcast, that is on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies. It could be on a hat if you want it to be. It could be on
coffee mugs.
Drink coasters.
Stickers.
Stickers. It could be on basically anything. Right now, another little company that we're trying to get out there called Golden Lucky Designs, which they are on Facebook, Instagram, just got on Twitter, and they have an ad on zlocal.com, or easylocal.com, sorry. And that is where you go to get your t-shirts and apparel for the Geek Ultral, you know,
experience.
It's swag, people.
Yeah.
Get your swag.
So if you're interested, message me through Twitter or on the Facebook page or personal message me if you know me personally or Instagram, and I will give you information on pricing, sizes, and where and what payment I do.
Because Teespring is hella expensive.
All right.
So anyway, that's all.
All right, with that being said, this is the director, and that's a wrap.
See you next time.